2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Breaking news about this community and the changing world around us. Get important news and moments of encouragement on the KSL News Radio app. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. This is Utah's news station.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, and we begin with perhaps some yelling. You might hear some clapping, even shouting. This is coming from the streets of New York City, live, where they've started a tradition of pot banging, yelling, hooping, and hollering each night at 7 o'clock, which is right now. New Yorkers are opening their windows, stepping out onto their balconies, and cheering. They cheer and cheer and cheer as the healthcare workers standing on the front lines of this epidemic make their way home from work. Let's listen for a moment. This is live from New York City. What it sounds like, and this will continue for 2 or 3 minutes in New York City. Here in Utah, the coronavirus numbers continue to rise, but the number of deaths has remained at 7. As of this afternoon, we have 1,246 cases. It's 172 more than yesterday. A total of 24,000 Utahns have been tested. State epidemiologist Dr. Angela Dunn says it's not the daily numbers we should watch. It's the trend over 2 weeks.
We're still having about a growth rate of 10 to 15%. It's not as quickly as some of our other states suffering a bigger burden of COVID-19 in the U.S. However, we do need to keep adhering to social distancing recommendations to ensure that our growth rate starts declining and we can be sure that we keep our healthcare capacity in check so that people can get the care they need when they need it.
Dr. Dunn says we're not currently counting the number of people who've recovered. That's just not part of the equation at this point. At the same briefing this afternoon, Governor Herbert announced Zion National Park will close. The governor says he believes Utah can beat the projections about the spread of the virus, but some people, he says, aren't paying attention to his calls to avoid traveling. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Governor Herbert says the warming weather is tempting people to go outside, see the sights of Utah, but he says we can't have business as usual this season. The governor clarified state parks are still open, but only for people who live in the same county where that park is located. However, Zion National Park is shutting down, and people that were already there were given until the end of the day to pack up and leave.
The governor also says travel should be eliminated unless essential. This means people with more than one property shouldn't go back and forth between them. KSL News Time 502, the FBI says scammers are taking full advantage of the coronavirus. We're going to go to Todd Fuchs in just a moment. Bring up that sound from New York City. The cheering and applause well-deserved for the healthcare workers continues and will for some time. Now, about the FBI and the scammers, Todd Fuchs has the story.
Jeff, the FBI is saying that they want Utahns to know what to look for, whether it's a fake cure scam or something else. Supervisory Special Agent Drew Scown says scammers are trying to fool doctors by claiming they have a lot of supplies ready to go.
If they're being approached by vendors that they typically don't work with but are claiming to have large amounts of bulk medical supply items, that would also be something that should cause them to be more suspicious.
Scown says if the seller makes sudden, last-minute price changes or they have to be asked to be paid in an unusual way, it's most likely a bogus thing. Federal health officials are stepping up their recommendations to slow the spread of the virus. More Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, President Trump says the CDC is recommending that cloth face coverings be worn in public as an additional public health measure. But he says it's advice he won't follow.
I don't know, somehow sitting in the Oval Office behind that beautiful, resolute desk, I think wearing a face mask as I greet presidents, prime ministers, dictators, kings, queens. I don't see it for myself. I just don't.
The president says the guidance is voluntary and that medical-grade masks should be reserved for health workers. The latest numbers show nearly 1,100 people in the U.S. have died from the pandemic in one day, and health experts expect that number to rise. Meantime, the White House's top economic advisor isn't pulling any punches about the impact of the coronavirus on the economy.
It's going to get worse in the weeks ahead. There's no question about it.
Larry Kudlow is urging Americans to be optimistic. He stresses this is temporary, a matter of weeks and months, not years. The Transportation Department is telling airlines if they cancel your flight because of the pandemic, they must give you your money back. The DOT is saying airlines must reimburse even non-refundable fares when they cancel or make major schedule changes. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
And while you take precautions heading to the grocery store, Wisconsin is prepping to have people show up to vote. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
6-foot markers on the floor. Homemade masks are being stocked for workers at one community center.
We have quilters at the senior center that have made approved cloth face masks.
Monona County Clerk Joan Andrews says machines will be wiped down, hand sanitizer provided, and voters are being asked to bring their own pens. It comes after a federal judge ruled to allow April 7th primary, but chastised the governor for moving ahead with it. The state trying to remove obstacles for mail-in voting, extending its application deadline for absentee ballots by a day, and a federal judge also ruling clerks can't release unofficial results until April 13th, which is the new deadline for those ballots to be turned in. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 5:06. First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender, and here's Ricky Meese.
Crews have been working to clear a crash with injuries on 7th East at about 1700 South. We've had a gas leak. It may affect your drive. This is going to be in West Valley, about 3600 South, 4100 West. If you're on any of the Valley freeways, you are good to go. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks.